Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It's budget time at City Hall, and that translates into tough choices time for City Council. And one of the issues that has popped up is whether it makes dollars and cents to have a dedicated Office of Sustainability. Every major city in America has an Office of Sustainability. It's a department that takes the lead in green initiatives, clean air, clean water, and promoting alternative transportation like biking to work. Here's a clip of City Councilman Ray Lopez voicing his support for San Antonio's Office of Sustainability.
What we have to do is belly up to the bar and recognize that it is a multi-billion dollar investment over time to get the bigger circle funded, because that's what's going to make a difference, not perhaps to myself and the generation of us that are sitting here today, but for the next generation into the years 2035, 2040, 2050 and beyond, where if we don't do something now, we will be paying, the generations ahead of us will be paying dearly for that.
But Councilman Joe Cryer of District 9 has a different view, and he's asking tough questions about the Office of Sustainability and wondering if it is a fiscally sound endeavor. Well, what do you think? Do you think this would be a penny-wise but pound-foolish choice to cut down this office, or do we need to make the hard choices and realize that the city's budget can't afford everything that we want? But first, I do need to recognize and disclose that the San Antonio Office of Sustainability is an active underwriter with Texas Public Radio. Our first guest on this issue is Joe Cryer, councilman from District 9. Councilman Cryer, welcome to The Source.
Well, thank you for having me, and let me add, since you've already done it on your end, I've been a longtime listener of Texas Public Radio and really appreciate the role you play in educating this community, so thanks for having me on today.
All right. So if you listeners have a question for Joe Cryer about this issue, we want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org or write on our show page on the website at tpr.org. So Councilman Cryer, tell me about your concerns with the Office of Sustainability.
Well, I have several, and let me kind of rattle them off in order. First of all, the reason we had that presentation last week, which piqued my interest, was the proposal for the budget for that department for next year is $3.1 million, which is the same as this year. And the report demonstrated that for that $3.1 million, we got $2.1 million in savings because we had eliminated incandescent lights and done some other sort of environmentally saving moves. Of that $2.1 million, I was told, only $1 million of it repeats year after year after year. I come from the business community, and most of us would say, if you want me to spend $3.1 million to save $1 million, on an ongoing basis, that's not a really good idea, even though after 3 or 4 years, you save the $3 million. The catch is they are proposing that we continue to spend $3.1 million the coming year and the year after that and the year after that.
So you're looking at it through the dollars and cents. And are you right now dead set that this is a department that has to go? Or are you just exploring the idea?
Well, I am not czar of the universe, and I am one of 10 council members, but I will say that I would vote to reduce that department from 9 paid city employees to 1. So if it was up to me, I'd cut that budget from $3.1 million to about $200,000. Most of what they do are things we would do anyhow. I mean, how smart do you have to be to figure out that you ought to be replacing your incandescent lights and fluorescent lights over time with LED lights? That is not rocket science. Number two, a big part of their efforts have been in getting more people to use bikes. Well, we spend a lot of time and a lot of money on bike lanes and other things encouraging bikes. I'm not sure how many staff people we need to tell all of us that we all need to use bikes more often. So, yes, I would support effectively eliminating the department or at the least reducing it to about one full-time person.
Now, there are people who think the Office of Sustainability is doing a bang-up job, and some people think that this is a generational kind of a thing, Councilman Cryer. You know, that the young people in, out there, they grow up with B-Cycle and Priuses and things like that, and so maybe they say, you just don't get it.
Well, I do get it. I am someone who aggressively recycles. We compost. We are a believer in weeding. My wife and I are believers in being good stewards of our environment. What we are not believers in is wasting taxpayer dollars just to make us feel better about what we're doing. So giving something the name Sustainability Department does not necessarily mean that we're being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. And I think regardless of how old you are, you don't want to see your city dollars spent on something that you would be doing anyhow.
So you're saying that you're not opposed to the concepts of the Office of Sustainability, but you just don't think that having a dedicated office to that is necessary. Is that
That's exactly right. Most of the things that department is taking credit for, like changing out light bulbs, are things that would happen whether we had that department or not.
Now, I have seen press releases over the times of grants that the Office of Sustainability has been able to receive, and certain funds that they've gotten from the federal government. Is that outside of you know, is that would that money still come if we didn't have this department?
Well, the answer to that is I don't know. We'd have to find out what happened if we effectively abolished the department. What most of us are aware of, though, is that grant money from the federal government is just as much tax dollars as the property tax or sales tax dollars that we pay. It is still tax dollars, and the fundamental question is, what are we getting from this? And if we did not have this department, would we be getting these things anyhow?
Some other critics of yours say that this is an anti-downtown bias that maybe you might have, because a lot of these projects are geared towards downtown.
Yeah, number one, I don't think they've been exclusively focused on downtown. Number two, I was chairman, president, and CEO of the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, which offices downtown for 20 years. I stand behind no one in my belief that a healthy, vibrant downtown is essential to a healthy, vibrant city. But do good stuff just to feel good is not, in my judgment, a part of doing what's best for downtown.
Now, are you just not happy with the way the budget gets crafted? If you would like to have more, because right now it's an up or down vote on the budget, right? Isn't there a process where you had an opportunity to kind of tinker with, you know, which department gets how much money?
Well, we are going to do budget amendments this week, and I would certainly re-raise the issue in B session this week that we reconsider that funding. It is $3.1 million in an over $1 billion budget. So at the end of the day, I recognize that if I'm not successful in getting it cut, that I am still inclined to support the larger budget. The issue here really is how do we take a look at a big budget in small pieces?
Absolutely. All right, Councilman Joe Cryer, District 9, thank you so much. $2.4 billion budget under review, set to vote on September 18th. We continue the conversation. We come back from the break with Councilman Ray Saldana. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about San Antonio's Office of Sustainability. We just heard from District 9 Councilmember Joe Cryer. He's raised some serious questions about whether or not the office makes dollars and cents for the city when we're in the budget time, trying to make sure the budget is balanced. If you've got a question or a comment, if you want to support the Office of Sustainability, or if you want to join Joe Cryer in saying maybe it's time for it to be cut down or examined, the number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And now we're joined by District 4 Councilmember Ray Saldana. And so, Councilman Saldana, tell me about your view of the Office of Sustainability.
Dave, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And I'll start by saying that my view is a little bit of a different one, obviously, than my colleague, Councilman Cryer, who I respect hugely. My perspective is different because I've seen this office work for about 3 years. And I will be honest in saying that at first I was a bit skeptical about the value, the utility of what the actual program and its departments did. But what really won me over and what I think my council member, my council colleagues should really pay attention to is the fact that if you're going to start going after departments to cut, you probably shouldn't start with the one that brings in half of its budget through grants. And that's through federal programs that have allowed us. And he's correct to say taxpayer dollar is a taxpayer dollar. But those taxpayer dollars could be going to Santa Fe. They could be going to Jacksonville. They could be going to Cincinnati. But they're coming to the city of San Antonio and helping us do programs that, in at least my 3 years, I've seen really expand, whether that's the B-Cycle program that is now going beyond just the downtown, programs to do car share, and taking on some incredibly important topics, which is our air quality. And other cities have made the mistake of not paying attention to this issue, and I would say that these things don't just happen. Somebody has to concern themselves with making sure that we as City of San Antonio residents don't have to pay an extra extra fee when we get our cars inspected like they do in California around smog tests. So these are important. They're important to the bottom line of not only our budget, but for taxpayers.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Elizabeth has called in. Let's get her on the air. Elizabeth, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think that we need an Office of Sustainability. I'm not sure that, you know, how well that, you know, it might need to be examined, you know, how well it's performing, but we certainly need forward planning. I mean, usually the lowest cost project has 80%, you know, planning and 20% execution, because you should plan well before you do it. But it's something like the White Roof Project, where we, you know, by ordinance increase the have the roofs in the city of San Antonio coated with a material that would increase the abalo of the roof so that we have less of a heat island effect. You know, there's some way that we could, you know, like cover all of our asphalt parking with solar panels. You know, there are many, many things that the city of San Antonio can do for itself, and we need to have an office that can do a serious financial and engineering assessment of the cost-benefit ratios of these things.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your input on this conversation. So, Ray Saldana, how does San Antonio compare with other cities of our about size with their offices of sustainability? Is ours really that much bigger and, you know, fat lardened with, you know, could it be cut down?
Yeah, taken in context of all other cities, I think ours probably is the middle of the road. We are still the seventh largest city in the country. Nonetheless, you know, we're also one of the largest cities in the entire country that has still reached air quality attainment, which means that the federal government hasn't come down on us. So we need to make sure that we have a well-equipped staff. Whether that number is nine or it is reduced, it's important to at least realize that the work that these folks do have utility and they save the city money, whether it is through the reduction of efficiencies in our city's swimming pools, which they will quote, 22 of our pools are now saving us money because of the work that they have done to make sure that we are saving taxpayers' dollars.
Back to the phone lines again. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980. Kyle is here. Kyle, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me. I guess I just want to speak to the first speaker. You know, he talked about personally being an environmental steward and composting and doing all those things. But I think one of the larger issues that this conversation is kind of missing is that, you know, as much as we want to talk about saving taxpayer dollars, you know, there's a greater good that we're trying to do here that has little to nothing to do with money. And to speak to that point, you know, just because a single councilman, you know, is capable of recycling and composting, that doesn't speak at all, you know, to the general population of San Antonio, you know. So I don't know. I just think I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding in, I guess, what the general thrust of the purpose of this department is. It's not, you know, to save taxpayer money. It's, you know, to make our city a place that's livable for the foreseeable future. And maybe that's a little idealistic, but, you know, I think it's something that's worth discussing.
Okay, Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that. So he brings up a good point, Ray. So Councilman Cryer was talking, his main focus was the fact that it cost $3.1 million a year to run the Office of Sustainability, but yet each this year they're showing only a $2 million in savings, and year after year they only see $1 million in savings. And he's looking at that. So do you think that, looking at this balance sheet aspect of the Office of Sustainability, is that really how you should be judging whether or not this office is doing its job?
That's a great point, and I think your previous caller hit it spot on, that there is the perspective of looking at the cost of something, but then you also have to consider the value of it. And the value of this is the city's sustainable future, in that we are transitioning our residents to be more recycled friendly, so that at some point we're not filling up our landfill, that we are moving in a direction in which we are using energy products that can actually be sustainable in the next 30, 40 years. So it's a generational outlook into the future that you need to consider in terms of the value rather than just the cost of this department.
Okay, back to the phones. Stephen. Stephen, you're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I was just concerned that it looks like people think that the only thing that sustainability department deals in just LED lights and bicycles, and it couldn't be any further from the truth. They've worked very closely with Solar San Antonio and other agencies to bring in Solar America Cities. You know, a lot of people have been coming here, and also a lot of our solar industry is based on a lot of the work that's been done by the people down there at the sustainability department. I think they're pretty much unsung heroes, and they should be appreciated even more.
Stephen, thank you for your call. You added a lot. Appreciate that. So, Ray Saldana, green jobs. We know that's the future. That's the new economy. The Office of Sustainability, do they play a role in making sure San Antonio is not dealt out of the green economy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we not only as a city need to be leading by example, but we need to be supportive of the partners, those partners who are Solar San Antonio, who have brought that conversation to the doorsteps of our residents. It means a great deal that you are not only leading by example, but helping those others. They're bringing those products to the front doorsteps of our residents. So whether that means that we ourselves are changing our entire solid waste fleet to more energy efficient vehicles or putting solar panels, because we own a lot of facilities throughout the city that provide services, it's important that those facilities are well equipped for a sustainable future.
Councilman Cryer, another point he brought up is that, you know, he's not anti-sustainability. Don't confuse him with that. He is pro-sustainability. He just thinks that this is something that is just already in the DNA of the city hall, and this is something that departments can do on their own. We don't need an Office of Sustainability to achieve these goals.
I mean, I think that's a great analysis to take in terms of a council member's perspective on what one department might be able to do. But I'll go back and say that if we were going to look at departments that, you know, are bringing value to the city, this one is one that brings in value from outside the city in its ability to bring grants. So we can look at $3.1 million and say, how is it going to pay out for us? But we realize that if you don't have somebody worrying about this, if there is not somebody leading the city, then these things don't naturally happen without themselves. And these are investments in the future. And so that's why I believe that not only is this department sustainable in itself financially, but it's a huge investment for our preparedness as we're going forward and looking to the future.
And Councilman Cryer has been quoted elsewhere saying that he thinks that we ought to be putting more focus on having a department maybe in charge of doing military coordination, working with the bases and posts that we have here in San Antonio, not so much with sustainability, but more with working with the military.
I agree with him 100%. There's a huge relationship that's been built with this city over the last several decades. We've got one person manning that station, but we've got the military, who is the largest employer in the entire city, and they've got incredible staff. So we need to beef up our relationship to make sure that at some point in the future, the BRAC Commission is going to come knocking on our doors as it did in 95. We need to be prepared, but we're making a lot of investments to ensure that the military realizes that San Antonio is its home.
But looking at the big picture that Councilman Cryer brought up, he's saying that he would have liked to have had more input in the development of the budget. He says he's frustrated with the up and down vote that's set for September 18th. You know, that the $2.4 billion budget, take it or leave it, that he wants more input. Do you feel that way?
That's the great thing about our process. It is only up and down until we decide that we need to pull things out, debate them, discuss the merits, discuss whether it's worth our investment. So we'll have an opportunity to do that. This is now my fourth budget, and every single budget we've been able to move things out and discuss them and debate them and vote on them on their own. So that's an opportunity that each council member will have this Thursday.
So Councilman Cryer, do you think that he has enough support in council to make any big changes to the Office of Sustainability? Real quickly.
I think that he will certainly have our ear, but with regard to getting rid of the program, I don't know if he'll have the support for that this Thursday.
All right. Ray Saldana, thank you so much for joining us, talking about the Office of Sustainability, District 4 council member. Earlier, we heard from Joe Cryer, District 9. He brought up some questions. It's always good to have questions about the Office of Sustainability and everything about the City Hall. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.